April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Janine Pergren-Rastel lives in Gordon, Michigan, and is an author and poet here in the Upper Peninsula. She'll be telling us a little bit about her poetry and an upcoming book release called True Companions.
So today I'm going to be reading three poems from a new collection called True Companions, and it's actually a sneak preview because the book launch will be in May at the Star Room in the Landmark. So stay tuned for True Companions by Janine Pergren-Rastel and my husband Richard Rastel. In the first poem, Love Arrives. Love arrives like your Aunt Evelyn, bursting into the kitchen to add a little something to the sauce. When she has started, you do not want her to stop. Next poem, On the Breakup of Brangelina, a contemplation of intimacy. Hidden in every barcode, between lines that suggest our slenderness on the day we met, and the broad swaths when our shadows touch today, a truth tags every item. Best to rip open the box at the checkout line, gobble all the Cheerios, teethe nectarines on the way to the car, lick juice across each other's cheeks. Everything has an expiration date. And the last poem I'll read from this collection is called Night Knitting. You run a dreamed city's rim. Your calves flex, hands clench. My pillow slides to your side. I draw close. Gather what you whisper. Strands tremble. Spirals of opal, charcoal, and teal nestle by my feet. I tug each string, wrap loops from elbow to fingertip, and weave my splayed hand. While you dream, I find every kink and fray. I knot short ends, wind all the threads, make a ball bigger than my fist. You can keep sleeping. With this ball, I will knit our net. I'm going to end with two poems from a new collection I'm working on, inspired by the Swedish poet Tomas Tranströmer. And the first poem is written in memory of a professor here at NMU, Joe Duran, and it's called Pearls for Joe. 3 a.m., night nestles on the porch railings. The wind has stopped knocking. Across the bay, streetlights stitch together Marquette's alleyways. As when a woman casts on her knots of grief, weaves in loose ends, draws from friends, her needles pierce every empty space, and she pearls the darkness. And when that woman falls into an illness so deep you want to make a nest, cushion her, unravel the layettes, the mohair scarves and socks, to tug across the past and gather back her years of gleaming threads. Last poem, also inspired by Tranströmer, in Ishpeming, Michigan. A young woman chests her sleeping child, listens to the catches in his breath. With a fingernail, she chips paint flakes off the sill and counts the ore trucks that quake her father's house. Dust seeks every seam of the window frame. Vacant houses down the street vanish as she loses and regains her reflection, locked in eternity's pounding fist.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.